This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer Report on figuring out how to grow globally, one country at a time, one after another. Finally, with the last of our meetings over in Paris, we headed for Grenoble to focus on our own business, the internal and external work of Acorn International and its affiliates, most importantly, the Alliance Citoyenne, and our joint work through REACT globally. Where do we begin? Well, of course, everywhere. But we continue such conversations in captive audience meetings on trains from Brussels to Paris and into the night along the 3-hour journey between Paris and Grenoble. Conversations were wide-ranging, charts and diagrams emerged, maps were drawn, boxes were ticked off, pros and cons debated, an endless list emerged for follow-up and implementation. It's trite to say that it's a big world, but true nonetheless, and the opportunities are boundless. But how are organizing models built except through similar processes of selection and rejection? In France, progress seemed to have been made after our recent staff meeting to expand significantly in an area close to Aubervilliers, where we are now organizing in the lower income and immigrant suburbs. Devil's in the details, but there seems to be some blessing emerging for such a plan. It could be a rocket boost for the work in Paris. Vision drives the timelines, and trying to build a national organization would find us still fledgling in 2017 at the next national election, but more realistically would allow us to concentrate multi-city growth and development by 2022. Lyon is the third largest city in France and only a bit more than an hour away from our powerhouse in Grenoble, so it's an obvious choice to develop perhaps within the next year. Saint-Étienne is also in this cluster and about the same size as Grenoble, so it would seem inevitable within coming years. We have an ally in Rennes, which takes that off the list for now while discussions continue, but what else is possible? Marseille is the second largest city, Lille has been mentioned in the north, Nantes is worth thought for size and location. Without some strategic thinking, Paris and Greater Grenoble, as you might call it, would take us years, so this will be interesting to cobble together. With a meeting of all of our Africa-based staff, thinking about France seems easy compared to trying to determine where we can build a showcase operation to root the model and work in Africa. On the Anglophone side, we have a deep and lasting commitment in Kenya, but have had trouble breaking out of the Korogocho slum given its size, almost 450,000 people, and complexity, and certainly we can't pretend that we're contending for power anywhere else. Meetings in Germany and earlier in London put South Africa on the list based on the prospects of developing a training program for community organizers there, but who is to know? REACT has done extensive campaign work and direct organizing in several countries in Francophone Africa, so their experience drives this conversation importantly. Cameroon has shown the most promising success, and our work in organizing more than 1,000 plantation workers in several areas of the country also proves that the base and campaigns can be built in more rural areas as well. Our meeting in the fall is going to be in Douala, so that city, one of the largest in Central West Africa, immediately becomes a primary candidate, so we'll have a chance to take a good look. Another argument is made for an even larger city, Abidjan, the economic capital of Ivory Coast in West Africa. Political climate is slightly less stable, but the potential there is huge. The one certainty is that to organize effectively in countries throughout Africa, we have to build a showcased operation in several places, just as we did in the U.S., starting in Little Rock, in Canada, starting in Toronto and Honduras, now for Latin America, Bristol in the United Kingdom, and Grenoble in France, in order to drive the growth. These conversations are always heady and exciting, but the decisions that follow and the commitments they entail are permanent. So care and caution must match vision and dreaming in such planning. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.